advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Along with LeVance Field in that ball game last night. Pitt's very talented. Villanova's real good, though, guys. I'm here to tell you, this game on Saturday in Boston is going to be a great game. It's going to be a war, and Villanova has the backcourt to deal with some of the deficiencies that Pitt has. I don't know. I'm not ready to call it yet, but don't be surprised if Villanova moves on to the Final Four.
Kevin, in your eyes, are you seeing two different types of teams? Are you seeing a Pittsburgh team that wants to score 60 points and beat you? And are you seeing a Villanova team that wants to get up and down the floor more and maybe put 75 or 80 points up?
Villanova is definitely the cream of the offensive crop in the Big East. They've got five guards. They'll interchange them in the backcourt. They like to run. They like to get up and down the floor. I think Pitt can do that. Sam Young is a tremendous player, maybe the most talented scorer here in Boston in the four teams that were here. But what they've got inside is too big of a man to ignore. So they let DeJuan Blair just clear out everybody on the inside, clean that inside out, and it's hard to ignore a man like that. He's extremely talented. He's got incredible hands, and he's got a knack for knowing where the ball's going when it comes off the rim. So I think because you have Blair, you tend to alter what you might do to appease him and to take advantage of his strengths. Villanova's going to try to run. Pitt will try to control tempo in that game on Saturday.
Kevin Kugler joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, calling basketball for Westwood One, of course, also the host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha. Cougs, I have not been on the Pitt bandwagon, and how good do you think Mr. Fields is? I didn't think he was much of a factor until, of course, he threw in the game-winning three last night.
He's been hampered by a groin problem. He strained his groin on March 4th. Well, really, I mean, I know Daddy's had groin problems all his life, and as he gets older, those get even worse. But anyway, he had the groin problem as of March 4th and hadn't practiced for about 2 weeks, just started practicing again last week. He doesn't look healthy to me. When he's healthy, he's as good and as underrated a point guard as there is in college basketball. He's one of the best in the country in not turning the ball over. And when you're a point guard, that's one of the most important attributes, is that you take good care of the basketball. He averages over 7 assists per game. He really has a knack for getting his teammates involved. And as he showed last night, he can score a little. He's got quick hands. He got that big steal at the end to really ice the game for Pitt and send them on to the Elite Eight. He is as underrated a point guard as you'll see in college basketball. And he's really the leader of this team. Blair's good. Sam Young is good. But as they go, LeVance Fields is the one who will take them there.
But you're saying you think talent on talent, you think Villanova will win this game?
I think they can. I don't know that they will, but I think they can win this game because I think their backcourt is better as a whole, and it's bigger as a whole. That's going to frustrate Pitt a little bit because size frustrated them last night. That will give them problems against Villanova. And I think Dante Cunningham on the inside, how he fares against DeJuan Blair, is one of the big keys to the game. The good news for them is that they know what to expect. They've played before, and they've beaten them before. They won earlier this year by 10, 67-57. Granted, that game was at Villanova. But still, it's a game that Villanova knows they can win. They're confident that they can win. And we're going to see if they can actually deliver this thing because they'll have the chance on Saturday night. And the crowd will be a bigger Villanova crowd than it is a Pitt crowd. Many more Villanova fans have made this trip out here than Pitt fans.
Kevin Kugler joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, he was in Kansas City for the opening round of games. Got to see Memphis, got to see Oklahoma. Oklahoma will play Syracuse in what I think is the most anticipated game of the night. How about Memphis? Were you surprised by the result last night?
I was stunned. Honestly, Doug, I was absolutely blown away. We were seeing that score come across as we were doing the game, and obviously I didn't get a chance to see any of that Missouri-Memphis game because they tend to frown on us watching other games while we're calling one of our own. I've never understood that rule, but apparently we can't do that. So I just had to see the score flashing by, and having watched some of the highlights and read some of the stories this morning on the internet, I can't believe how easily, for the most part, Missouri handled that game. Now, Missouri tried their best at the end to give that one back to Memphis, and Memphis is an extremely good and talented team, but I thought Memphis was going to go all the way, to be real honest with you. I thought they had what it took to beat UConn. But when they don't defend, as you saw last night, Memphis is a very average basketball team. They've got great scorers. They've got great players. Tyreke Evans is a stud. But they're not a good enough team to not defend. And when they don't defend, they lose. And they didn't defend. And boy, did they lose last night. And now Missouri's got a chance to make some school history going to the Final Four if they win for the first time in their history.
Kevin, I'm going to ask you about the other game and what you've read about it. UConn They've got it all, inside, outside, fast. They're just blasting everybody in this tournament. Are they the clear-cut favorite now?
They've surprised me, honestly, Daddy. They have surprised me in this thing because I expected with Dyson's injury in the backcourt for them to have more problems in this tournament, and they have just been blowing teams out. I think you'd have to say right now they're the favorite just because of the way they've handled everybody in their draw. Now, I still think a team with a real good backcourt can pressure them into problems, and that's why I think this Missouri game is an interesting one because, as we saw last night, there's one thing Missouri's going to do. It's going to pressure you, and they're going to pressure the backcourt, and they're going to force mistakes to come on UConn. And I know UConn's good, but I don't know how good they're going to be against the kind of athletic, withering pressure that Missouri's going to throw on them, and Missouri is in such a good groove right now on all facets of the game. I really think Missouri's got a chance in this one to knock off UConn, but nobody has an answer for Thabeet, and including Missouri. I'll be anxious to see how they handle him.
And we'll officially put my bracket to bed if Missouri wins that one. Kevin Kugler going to call the East Regional Final tomorrow, Pittsburgh and Villanova. We touched on Oklahoma. You've seen him up close. A lot of people have loved Syracuse, including Daddy. I like Oklahoma actually winning this bracket. Is this the most intriguing game of the night?
Yes, no question about that. It is the most intriguing game by far. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I'm so anxious to see how they handle the defensive pressure, how they handle the defensive scheme. I can't wait for this game, and I'm excited that I don't have to do a game tonight, so I actually get to watch this one.
You going to watch that at Hooters, or what do you got planned?
Well, you know, I tend to be a little more highbrow than you folk, so I'm probably going to go watch it at the Palm, maybe the Ritz-Carlton. You know, that's how we roll in the big city here in Boston. No, I'll probably watch it in my room, actually, with a pizza from Domino's. That's usually how I handle things on the road.
Outstanding. We'll ship you some runs. Kansas, Michigan State tonight, the other Big 12 team.
Kansas is a team that is overachieving right now. They're not as good, I don't think, as what they've looked. Now, to me, I give all the credit to Bill Self. He's a fabulous coach, and the job he's done with these guys, melding them together, and the job that Sharon Collins has done in leading this team is remarkable. I still think Michigan State's a little bit better, but Kansas is a team that has surprised me all year long, and it wouldn't surprise me if they surprised me again, if that makes any sense, and it probably doesn't.
Kevin, I must ask you, have you ran into our mutual friend Steve Peterson while you've been out there?
I saw the athletic director of Pitt last night at the game. He looked resplendent in his suit. He was busily playing with his BlackBerry for most of the game, but he looked very healthy and happy. I know that'll make everyone happy in the state of Nebraska.
Is Petey Shine sales up there in the East Coast, or what's going on?
I didn't hear any reports on that. They didn't hand out any literature before the game, and I did my best to stay on my side of the arena, do my work, and allow Mr. Peterson to run his athletic department at Pitt and then go home and roll in a stack of $100 bills.
Hey, should Creighton have been in this tournament?
No.
Okay. I tend to agree.
I mean, there's really no other way to. No, they shouldn't have been in this tournament. Creighton is a solid basketball team, but they were not one of the best 34 deserving of an at-large. But I thought a team like San Diego State had a better argument at the start of the tournament than Creighton did.
Last question, Kevin. We'll let you get back to preparing for tomorrow. It sounded like you had Memphis at the beginning of the tournament. Is that right?
I did. I had Memphis going all the way to the Final Four. I had Louisville in there. I had Oklahoma coming out beating North Carolina, so I need them to do well tonight. It's a bracket that's shaky at best right now, but it hasn't blown up as much as yours has, Doug.
Well, my Final Four is still alive, but I'm afraid that's going to go down in flames as well. So 12 teams are left. You still like who you picked at the beginning?
I do. You know, I like Louisville to come through. I think they're very strong. I like Oklahoma. I'll stick with them tonight against Syracuse. I think their guard play is the key to this entire game. Will Willie Warren be able to shoot Syracuse out of that zone to a certain degree and allow Blake Griffin to get some room inside? That's the whole key to this game. Will the outside shots fall for Oklahoma? They did last week in Kansas City. If they fall again tonight, I like Oklahoma to advance past Syracuse. If they can't get any outside shooting, Syracuse is going to win this game because they're going to limit, not eliminate, but they're going to limit what Blake Griffin does.
Yeah, Blake Griffin, 30 points, 15 rebounds in the two NCAA tournament games. Kevin, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and continued good sex.
I enjoy your radio program very much. Anytime I'm in your area, I like to listen to the Doug and Daddy radio show.
I don't know why you wouldn't, and I don't know why you'd be in our area. Coots, keep up the good work. Thanks for the time.
See you, gentlemen.
We'll see you. Kevin Kugler, of course, host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha with Westwood One, calling the games in Kansas City last week. Of course, you've heard him throughout the year. And then he's in the East Regional. He had the Pitt, Xavier, and Villanova Duke games last night. He'll have Pitt and Villanova tomorrow in Boston. So there's what you've got. I'd hurt my bracket, and I guess that leads to the frustration, but Xavier should have won that ball game last night. Of course, Pitt could probably say the same thing, but how many two-footers were missed in that game last night? How many shots just, Kevin said, rimmed out? Anything in a horrible second half like that, you get back-to-back buckets, you got all the momentum, you get more than a one-possession lead, and that could be enough to put the game away, and that didn't happen until the final 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think, you know, the start of the second half, Xavier had the lead. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Doug. How long did they go without scoring to start the second half?
Well, it was over 5 minutes.
Okay.
I think they had 4 points in the first 10.5 minutes of the second half and were either up one or down one at that point at the 9:30 mark.
I mean, that's, you know, we saw it all year with Nebraska doing that, which you just can't do that in advance. I mean,
UConn, Missouri, what do you think? Did Missouri put it all out there last night, or is Digger Phelps the brightest analyst out there right now? Because he had Missouri going to the Final Four. See, Missouri was a team I did not believe in. I thought that they made their run in the Big 12 tournament, and that was going to be it, that they were going to be an early exit. And they could have lost to Marquette. But now you get to that second week, and you look for the team that can emerge, and Missouri obviously is that. You look for maybe one more team that could emerge tonight, and could that be a Kansas? I don't know who it would be, but
now remember, Kansas and Michigan State have matched up this year. It was a 13-point victory for the Spartans
in Detroit,
East Lansing. Yeah. So I mean, they did kill them on the boards in that game
much
as well.
Much different Kansas team.
Cole Aldrich is really coming into his own.
But here's another thing, Daddy. We talked about this at the beginning when we were all filling out our brackets. How would injuries affect these teams? Oklahoma wasn't a number one seed because Blake Griffin got his noodle rung. North Carolina, not a lot of people were necessarily picking them because of Lawson. Pitt, as Kevin just said, had some of the same situations. Connecticut, same situation. You know what? So far, they've all looked fine. All of them. Every single one of them. I think people thought Connecticut, North Carolina, Oklahoma were actually better than maybe Pitt and Louisville without the injury. So it'll be interesting to see if they can keep advancing.
We can go back and forth, but the one game in which we both want to see and want to see every minute of is Oklahoma-Syracuse.
Tip time tonight, 6:27, people.
We are at odds on this because I think it was interesting driving down here and Tim Floyd was on the herd. And one of the things Tim Floyd wanted to say is, I like point guards.
I thought you were going to say, he said, I like big butts. But anyway.
No. Johnny Flynn, and I just, you know, since I've started watching them, and I can't say that I saw this in December coming on. I saw in the Big East tournament.
You're in love with Johnny Flynn.
I am. I got a man crush. No doubt about it. But I am willing to wager.
No longer in love with the stripper. You're in love with Johnny Flynn.
My wife and Johnny Flynn. Can we make a wager? Monday and Tuesday lunch.
What? Flynn and
Monday and Tuesday
Flynn
lunch.
And what?
Monday and Tuesday lunch.
Okay.
I want Syracuse. You get Oklahoma.
Yeah. It's a done deal. I'm taking Oklahoma. In fact, there's no need to wait. I'm going to be interested to see what Mark Franco tells us because this spread is right around even. I think Oklahoma wins, and it doesn't come down to the last possession of the ball game. We'll take a break, and we go to Vegas right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
It was almost closing time. The agents were catching up on their paperwork and waiting for the rain to stop when a very unusual man walked in. He said he wanted to buy some insurance.
I want to buy some of thine insurance.
Boy, that rain is really something, huh? Think it'll let up soon?
No, I don't.
Okay. So what kind of coverage are you looking for?
Something for thy boat and thy livestock.
What kind of boat do you have? Houseboat, fishing boat, sailboat, yacht?
I havest an ark.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Just like Arkansas, but thou leavest off the ansaw after the K.
Mm-hmm. Now for the livestock. You got cattle?
Two.
Hogs?
Two.
Horses?
Two.
Alpacas?
I havest two of everything.
Two of everything. Would you happen to have a wood duck?
I told thee to wait in thine ark.
Noah didn't really need insurance because he had friends in high places. But for the rest of us, it's always something. Give us a call for all your insurance needs. Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
Now, Doug and Daddy are in the herd.
You can't be afraid of blood.
The herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 until 11, and 12 to 1 weekday.
And he's not happy about it.
With a little bull from Doug and Daddy about three quarters of the way through from 11 to noon.
The roles will be a little bit reversed.
Forget Wall Street. The bull market is here. Weekdays, 9 until 1.
I hope your dancing is a little bit better.
On ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
The coronation of a champion is coming, and it's on Westwood One.
Chalmers for three, and the tie, he got it! He got it! 2.1 to play! Dozier off the inbound, the half-court heave, it is no good, and we're going to overtime!
Can Bill Self and the Jayhawks soar to another title? Tune in here to find out.
The Sweet 16 and Elite Eight this weekend on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with a high temperature around 37. Winds will also remain out of the north at around 12 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies stay partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 19 with north winds of 5 to 15. Then on Saturday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop with a high in the mid-40s. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
I just noticed the mailman is still leading the Doug and Daddy bracket. I'm a little unhappy about it. Oh, no, I mean, congratulations, Brent. Hey, you could be the winner of a Nebraska basketball package, Doc Sadler basketball, Husker tickets, or we've got all kinds of great items from Schroeder Smoked Foods, the Big Apple, Tri-City Storm, Graham Tire, Fanatics. Oh, all kinds of great gifts. But remember, folks, and you're already in, obviously, but you still have to be signed up to be an ESPN Superstation superfan. So if you're on that front page of the leaderboard and you don't know what we're talking about, sign up to be a superfan. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and sign up to be a superfan right there in the upper left-hand corner of the page at ESPNSuperstation.com. That way we know how to get you your prizes, and that's basically it. You put a little info in there, you win, we can get you your stuff. And you know what? If you win and you're not a superfan, well, then you don't win. We just cross your name off and we go to the next person. We don't want that to happen because, my Lord, there's some intelligent people out there. I'm a little saddened, though, because our Eastern counterpart in the Eastern Division, Mike Will, has shot to the top 20 in the board and has rocketed past us.
Back-to-back years.
Well, Xavier needed to win big time. But I will say, my Final Four is still intact. Villanova, Oklahoma, Connecticut, and Michigan State. If I get all four, I think I get back into this. But, you know, you hope you don't have to have the entire Final Four to be around.
With Memphis going, mine's dead.
Well, Memphis needed to go, and Pitt needed to go, and Pitt needed to go a long time ago, and they should have gone. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, that's what we've got going. Speaking of winners, and speaking of getting going, and speaking of hopefully getting the right seed in your field, folks at Dynagrow are ready for you.
Well, Dynagrow seeds is really where it's at, Doug. We talked about corn all year long, 57 VO7. We tell you all the time, that's preseason hybrid heading into this growing season. Well, now we're on to soybeans, because most of the corn's been decided on what you're going to plant in your fields. But they've still got soybeans readily available for you. Whether you're looking for outstanding stress tolerance, very good movement from east to west, perhaps a medium plant type that adapts to all row width, Dynagrow's got it. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagrow seeds dealer today. Ask them about their seed stewardship policy. Ask them about their Roundup Ready, Hercules Extra Hybrids. Ask them about it all. Oh, they've got it all.
It must be a strong hybrid.
Everlast Alfalfa. Why do we call it Everlast? Because, well, it lasts forever.
Even a Bertrand education brings that baby home. Good job.
1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagrow seeds dealer today.
Was that the Bertrand education of the 6 weeks at Wesleyan? I can't remember.
It was a semester. I didn't go to many classes, but it was a semester.
Drew Carr of Overton has signed to play football at Wesleyan. That's why I wanted to go there. And now we're going to go to Las Vegas. We talked to him last week before the NCAA tournament began, and now we're down to, 12. There's no special name for 12. There's a Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, but we're halfway through the Sweet 16. And from FrancoSports.com, Mark Franco rejoins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. How did the pocketbook fare through the first weekend?
Last week we had a phenomenal week, and not a bad day yesterday either.
Well, I'm bummed about Pitt. Although they're paying off to the underdog three straight times here, if you've been going against them, which is good, they shouldn't be in the tournament anymore. They're terrible. They're terrible, Mark.
They definitely caught a break. They were outplayed in that game yesterday. There was a lot of people in the sports book that were bitching and moaning a little bit that Pittsburgh didn't cover that game, and to be honest, they were lucky to win the game.
Mark, I'm gonna go to the game tonight. That's very intriguing for Doug and I because we're at odds against this game. Will you settle this argument?
Did you say odds?
He's got Oklahoma. I've got Syracuse. I think Johnny Flynn is one of the best players in the tournament this year and will carry this team over Oklahoma. What are your thoughts on this game?
I'm going with the Cuse, guys. I just think, first off, a team out of the Big East against a team like Oklahoma. And, you know, when you got a one-man show down there in Oklahoma, and Blake Griffin, there's no question, is the best player in college basketball. I just don't think he has enough talent around him. And when you're talking about Syracuse, too, Jim Boeheim, one of the best coaches in college basketball for a long, long time now. It's going to be, I think that game's going to come down to the wire. You're going to see that game, unlike a lot of these games, I believe, decided probably in the last minute or two of the game. I think Syracuse has a slight edge in that one.
If loving Mark Franco is wrong, then Daddy don't want to be right.
Mark Franco from BrancoSports.com. That's okay, Mark. Not everyone can have a perfect weekend. I mean, I understand that, you know, 80% is still good. 80% is outstanding. Well, okay, that's fine. Somebody's going to enjoy that then. Let's go to a couple of the other games tonight in that same bracket. North Carolina-Gonzaga. Wow. That is the giant against, I mean, that's David Goliath right there, but all of a sudden you get closer to game time and you start to have some people saying, well, I think maybe Gonzaga could hang around. They're anywhere from a 9 to 10 point dog right now.
Yeah, well, Gonzaga was kind of fortunate last weekend to get to the Sweet 16. They held on against Western Kentucky in a game that they had a pretty big lead, but held on here. Just can't lay the points with North Carolina. Is North Carolina the better team? No question about it, but you're talking about 8.5 points. I just think it's too many when we come down to this point in the tournament. You got to try to look at taking the points, and I think Gonzaga will have a chance in this game. There's no reason that they shouldn't. If they just shoot the ball well, they'll be able to score on North Carolina. It's a matter of will the Gonzaga defense come to play and be able to somewhat slow down that train of North Carolina. So we'll see, but I like the 8.5 points with the Zags.
Mark, I guess for fans out there, there's 12 teams remaining in this tournament. One that stands out to everybody after last night just smashing the competition is Connecticut. In your eyes, are they the favorite now?
No question. I think Connecticut is the best team right now at this point left in the tournament. They really, yesterday they came out and looked like they were just going to smash Purdue in the beginning of the game, got out to a 14-3 lead, and then kind of got a little lackadaisical. Purdue got back in the game. Hummel had a great game. If it wasn't for him, UConn would have won that game probably by 25 points or more. But I think UConn, talent-wise, they are the best team left in the tournament right now.
We go out to the Midwest Regional, Louisville, Arizona, Kansas, Michigan State. Is there a play of the night out there, and is it in the West, or in the Midwest?
This game here is probably, out of all the matchups headed into the Sweet 16 between yesterday and today, this is the one I just can't put my finger on, guys. This will be a game that I watch real closely in the first half and see if there's any opportunities to bet it in the second half. You know, Kansas, a young team, they lost, everybody knows, they lost a lot of talent from a championship season a year ago. And Michigan State, Tom Izzo, one of the best coaches in the business, no question. It's just a tough game to take. I think that's why you're seeing the line hovering right around 1, 1.5 for Michigan State being the favorite.
That's interesting because the way Michigan State handled them, and it was a 13-point game in East Lansing earlier in the year, but now is it just why would the line be that much when they – I know it was a home game, but how does it affect it that much, Mark?
I don't think you can put a whole lot of stock in what happened a couple of months ago. These teams are different. Kansas has been playing – Kansas has been improving each and every week throughout the course of the season. Michigan State, along with Purdue, the two best teams – in the Big Ten. I just think you can't put a whole lot of stock into a game that had, and like you mentioned also, that it was a home game for them too.
Mark Franco of FrancoSports.com. Of course, you can find out a lot more by getting on his website. And, Mark, folks want to know more about what's going to be going on, from your opinion, tonight. What do they need to do?
Yeah, just go to my website. It's FrancoSports.com. It's FrancoSports, FrancoSports.com. You can you get a weekly package at my website. You get all my selections, including the NBA as well. Not a whole lot going on in the NBA. It's now hard to even pay attention to the NBA when we got so much good basketball going on in college.
What about the women's tournament?
believe it or not, they're over the last couple of years, guys. Vegas has actually been booking the women's tournament. You can go to the Mirage and find numbers on the women's game, but don't know a whole lot about it. But it just looks to me like UConn, as far as the women goes, is hands down an easy favorite to win.
Yeah, I know, especially when you get to the Final Four, and I don't know if that's because guys are looking to make a comeback before the national championship game or not, but it's out there, and I guess that's part of what's going on. Mark, I think we talked about every game except Louisville, Arizona. Just a quick thought on that before we let you go.
This is going to be an interesting game. Obviously, Arizona, a team that a lot of people didn't think deserved to be in the tournament to begin with, one of the last teams in, and now they're down to the Sweet 16. This is a game I really don't have a strong opinion on because of the point spread. Louisville should be able to win this game, number one, with defense. But, you know, when you're talking about Arizona, number one, this is a team that's played loosey-goosey. They have nothing to lose. They have a coach who may or may not be there next year. It seems like the players are playing hard for him, and they got at least two, if not three, future NBA players on this Arizona squad. If I had a gun to my head, guys, I'd probably go with the underdog, take the points. Just don't think you can lay nine in a game in this magnitude.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen, Mark. Have a good weekend, and we always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it. Hopefully we can talk next week, headed into the Final Four.
Sounds good. Mark Franco, FrancoSports.com. Log on, check it out, and get Mark's selections, and help yourself out during these tough economic times, joining us from Vegas, or just for pleasure purposes only.
Entertainment.
Entertainment, yeah, because that'd be some other Vegas stuff. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, we're talking to one of the guys. We've talked to Kevin Kugler already, Westwood One calling the tournament. Mark Franco from FrancoSports.com looks at it more from a point spread and a Vegas perspective. I think they're on the same page, but that's always what brings us. That's why they're upsets, because not everybody's on the same page. Who is the team that nobody's talking about tonight, Daddy? What would be the most shocking win?
Well, I guess Arizona would have to be the most shocking because they're a 12 seed.
Even if Gonzaga won? I think it would be more shocking if Gonzaga beat North Carolina. Because you're still talking conferences. You're talking Louisville didn't look that great against Siena.
No. I'll give you that. But I still think Arizona... Well, but let's be honest. Who does Arizona beat? They beat Utah, and then they beat a 13 seed in Cleveland State. So maybe that's not a fair indicator. But and name-wise, if North Carolina goes down and the Giant falls, I don't know. Everybody sees North Carolina so much more than they do Louisville. And you may be right in that regard.
I think I wish North Carolina-Gonzaga was the early game. Because, boy, if Gonzaga would win that, you can't tell me Syracuse and Oklahoma wouldn't be looking at each other going, winner goes to the Final Four. I mean, and that's going to be interesting because Louisville, Arizona is also the early game. And say Arizona wins that, Kansas and Michigan State have to be thinking, our chances are a lot better right now.
Little stat here. Carolina 3-0 versus the Sweet 16 teams. Gonzaga 0-3, losing to Arizona, Connecticut, and Memphis. So
at least they played them. Let's go to the Doug and Daddy, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Adam and Holder says, you think your brackets blew up last night? Try having a Memphis Duke final. I came closer to crying last night than I did when my child was born. Adam, how ugly was the kid? Come on. Come on, buddy. That's too bad.
Now, also Douglas, did you realize that Jim Boeheim is going for his 800th career victory tonight?
Well, Pittsburgh has made their first Elite Eight. Jim Boeheim, Who's the first game they play next year? That'll be win number 800. The mailman, Brent Anderson, leads the Doug and Daddy pool, and he's got a little bit of a cushion, although at this point.
Who's he got? Can we pull that bracket up?
He's got Pittsburgh. He's got Pittsburgh, and he's perfect so far going into the Elite Eight round. So he had Missouri. He had Villanova. So he's got Pittsburgh. So, again, when Pittsburgh loses, that puts him out, and they will. And then he's got 750 total points, and he goes 720. Got to be joking is the name of our bear. Is that right? Then you're down to 690. A couple of people have that at 690. Mike Will, 670, is in a tie for seventh.
Where does that put our mailman in the as a realm of national?
Well, the 100 percentile. Can you pull up the full leaderboard there?
Yeah, I'll see if I can do that. Interesting.
I think it's at the top of the page.
Something interesting about our Doug and Daddy bracket here as well. Of the top 25-ish teams, only one has UConn as the champion. And that's looks like biggest loser, H. Peterson.
Yeah, a lot of Pittsburghs the front. And a lot of Louisvilles. There's a Missouri in there. There's an Oklahoma in there. And out of the top 25, there's only three North Carolinas. So, again, a lot can be moved by the time we roll in
Monday.
See, I thought
I liked North Carolina all along, but I thought, gosh, everybody's going to be on North Carolina. I thought I'd mix it up and take Pittsburgh. I don't know. You're looking for an angle, trying to be a little bit different. That's one of my faults in this deal is sometimes I get cute trying to pick the upsets when you should just go with those stronger seeds because – seems like the cream is certainly, and this year's probably by far the all the 1-2s and 3s advancing never happened before, but nonetheless, they have.
Well, and by the way, Mailman has chalk. He's got all the number ones in the Final Four. I still don't think that's going to happen. Obviously, I don't think that's going to happen. I have just one of them, and that's UConn.
It's all four of them. Never happened before last year. Mailman comes right back and does it again this year. I got away from it, and now, obviously, I only had two. I had Pittsburgh and North Carolina. But I think Syracuse is a team, as a three seed, makes a run against North Carolina because, obviously, they handle Oklahoma tonight.
The Mailman is tied for 17th nationally with 750 points. There's a lot of people tied for that. 790, I believe, is the actual leader at this point.
17.
And you know what? The real H-man from Riverdale who led through the first 30 games, I don't even see him anymore. I don't know what happened to his bracket. He's gone. He's gone. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Todd Gallagher from ESPN.com. They've got a brand new video pilot coming out called Playground Challenge. He squares off against former big-time athletes. I think this is going to be a little bit like Pros versus Joes that was on Spike, only they're going to be doing dodgeball, wiffle ball, one-on-one basketball, things like that. Brian Jordan is the first former athlete that's going to be taking him on. We'll talk to him about that new series coming up after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with a high temperature around 37. Winds will also remain out of the north at around 12 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies stay partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 19 with north winds of 5 to 15. Then on Saturday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop with a high in the mid-40s. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So much going on, as we just talked with Mark Franco from francosports.com. Said, you know, we've got the men's basketball tournament, we've got the women's basketball tournament, we've got the NBA, we've got the Arnold Palmer Invitational in golf, we've got spring training baseball starting to wind down. You can't watch it all at your place. Not even if you got five TVs in the basement. You need to get to the Chicken Coop people, where they've got HD TVs all around the area in Kearney and Grand Island, so there's not a bad seat in the house. If it's not on, just ask for it. They'll get it on for you. Lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. They've been adding to their menu, and so you might, if you haven't had lunch there for a while, check it out. They've got more menu selections, maybe from a home style standpoint, but of course all your favorites with the 12 different styles of flame broiled wings, anywhere from medium and buck nasty hot to sweet and sour, Jamaican jerk, jalapeno garlic, all their great pizzas, the pepper jackaroni, drunk Italian, and a whole lot more. And of course, if you want a steak, got it. You want some pasta?
Got it.
Want some fish?
Got it.
Want a salad?
Got it.
How about a burger?
Got it.
Want an appetizer?
Got it.
You want wings? You want them with bones and no or boneless?
Got it.
All right, there you go. Chicken Coop, all your favorite sports, and of course with great lunch specials and food and drink specials every night. Chicken Coop on the bricks downtown Kearney, also downtown Grand Island. Well, we've been talking a lot of basketball, but if you're looking for something a little different, you're going to want to check this out at ESPN.com. It is a new video series called Playground Challenge, and the man that is in charge of all this and getting to do a lot of fun things, we got to get a gig like this. Todd Gallagher from ESPN.com, writer and contributor, is joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Todd, thanks so much for the time. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Let's start by you explaining to the fans what you are putting together here, and then we'll talk about how fun this sounds.
Sure. It's called the Playground Challenge. You can find it by going to ESPN.com and just searching Playground Challenge. It is, I'm taking on different pro athletes and Olympians in a series of playground and backyard events. So for the first one, I took on Brian Jordan, who played for the Braves and the Falcons. And we battled head to head in a best of seven series.
Now I must ask, what is your athletic background? Because you must not be El Succo.
I'm not great. I played seven different high school sports, varsity in seven different sports. So I can play everything okay, but nothing great.
Now we're playing basketball, we're playing dodgeball. What else are we playing?
The soccer penalty kicks we did. We had a wiffle ball home run derby. Oh. We arm wrestled. We sprinted against each other.
See, why would you arm wrestle? That's an automatic loss right there.
Well, you know, when the money's on the line, I'll make sure that that one's not part of it.
Todd Gallagher is joining us here. How do you come up with this idea? And I guess, secondly, how did you go about picking some athletes that would agree to go ahead and do this?
The idea came from when I was watching the Olympics this last summer. And I was agitated beyond belief by everyone calling Michael Phelps the greatest athlete of all time or a great athlete. Or I almost cringe when people call him a good athlete, because to my way of thinking, most swimmers are not really the swimmers I knew growing up were terrible athletes. they looked really athletic. You know, like the school I went to in high school, we had a swim team, which most high schools don't even have a swim team. But this one had a swim team, and every guy on the swim team, they looked so athletic. They were really tall. They were in, like, perfect physical condition, you know, but none of them could play any sport. I mean, I knew them all growing up. They couldn't play football. They couldn't play basketball. They couldn't play baseball. That's why they swam. So Phelps, to me, I assumed was kind of an extension of that, and I read up on him, and he really kind of is. He's not a particularly good athlete. So I was thinking, you know, how can I kind of point this out? And initially what I did was I challenged Phelps to a $50,000 head-to-head competition, and where winner take all, I said he couldn't beat me in anything outside of the pool. That did not come to fruition, but this was the extension of that. So where we wanted to test different athletes outside of their chosen sport to see who was legit.
Now, Todd, for a little bit on your background, you had already worked for ESPN as a writer already and just were looking for ideas, and this came about, correct?
Yeah, I did a book called Andy Roddick Beat Me with a Frying Pan, where
I saw that.
I took on different athletes in a bunch of different really kind of crazy events. Like, you know, I played Roddick and he used a frying pan, all sorts of stuff. So I had some background playing against pro athletes in off the wall things, and this was something I had came up with.
Now, what is the initial reaction like when you ask Andy Roddick to play tennis with you with him using a frying pan?
it's what is going on? Is this a joke? It's weird, though. I'll say this, is most of the time the guys have been pretty cool about it, especially considering that they don't get paid. I think it's weird. You know, athletes, I had for years, I interviewed them, and I couldn't stand pro athletes. I was just like, this is awful, because they were all such jerks. But doing, kind of athletic events with them was a lot different. They were a lot easier going, a lot nicer, tolerable. They were tolerable human beings.
Todd Gallagher is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from ESPN.com. You can go there and search out Playground Challenge. Todd, we've had a chance to watch it, I guess, and we're nothing special in the studio, but keep the shirt on, bro.
No, you're going to say that instead of saying nice jump shot.
Well, that was, I can't believe if they don't bring one shining moment to you and throw that in without giving away what's going on with all the results. That was an incredible piece of something. Maybe,
thank you. I was inspired.
Maybe you'll get to be in the horse competition. Now, Brian Jordan, of course, a football, baseball player, and of course, played for the Braves, so I got a chance to watch his career quite a bit. Do we know some of the folks that are still to come or in the planning stages for some future additions?
Yeah, the next episode is Janet Evans.
Oh, cool.
The swimmer Janet Evans. And that one's already in the can, and I can tell you, I can't tell you too much, but I can tell you it is shocking how bad she is. Beyond anything you could ever, but you know, it makes sense because number one, she's a swimmer, and then also she's a girl. So I mean, you're not talking about the greatest of athletes when you combine those two factors.
Swimming and a woman.
Wow, boy, you sure you're not related to this guy, Daddy? It's unbelievable. Well, Todd, before we let you get out of here again, tell the folks how they can watch it and enjoy your work here.
Go to ESPN.com, search Playground Challenge, and you can go to my website, Todd33.com, to keep up on all further updates.
And Todd, can we stay in contact? I'd certainly like to sit down and have a beer with you sometime.
Hey, of course. I'm always up for it.
Todd, we will keep it, and we will look for it. And I'll tell you what, folks, as we watched it, this is maybe a little more shocking than you would think. So check it out at ESPN.com. Todd, best of luck with the project.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
Todd Gallagher joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show from ESPN.com. Check it out. He's actually pretty competitive in this first series, maybe more than you would think. And again, though, at the end of Home Run Derby, turn away because you don't want to see the soccer celebration type of shirt taking thing deal. Let's go to the break, and we'll be back and wrap up this week of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you're starting a business, like I recently did, you need to know legal stuff. I'm not an attorney, but I'm going to incorporate or form an LLC for legal protection, tax advantages. I can either take the afternoon off, drive to an attorney, or go to LegalZoom.com, answer a few easy questions, incorporate, and save 85%. It was started by attorneys who worked at the top corporate law firms in America. LegalZoom saves you thousands. Over a million satisfied customers have used LegalZoom, the leader for affordable, high-quality legal documents. Whether you're starting an S corporation, an LLC, or a sole proprietorship, LegalZoom can help. Just a few easy online questions. LegalZoom can file your documents with the state, give you a federal tax ID number. It's not a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction, and you can save more. Enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. I use it, LegalZoom.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It's time for the 12th Annual Prairie Hills Pheasants Forever Banquet and Auction. With more guns, new games, raffles, and merchandise, plus a special offering of seed corn this year. No wonder our banquet is rated one of the top three in the state. Plan to attend on March 28th at the Ag Pavilion on the fairgrounds in Kearney. Social hour and games start at 5 o'clock. Barbecue pork and smoked turkey dinner at 7 o'clock. Tickets are just $20 at the door. Come on out. Help us celebrate.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with a high temperature around 37. Winds will also remain out of the north at around 12 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies stay partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 19 with north winds of 5 to 15. Then on Saturday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop with a high in the mid-40s. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Can we karaoke to this?
Got it.
Hold on. Got some email to get to. A Patrick Witt update. They shouldn't wait just till the end of the championship game. Sometimes you're not there to see it. Oh, here we go.
The ball is tipped.
That's all I got. Oh, there you are.
You're running for your life.
Running for your life.
You're a shooting star. Of the year.
No. Oh, did they make this up after Bertrand won state? They should do this at the state basketball tournament.
Well, it'd be better than that gay Top Gun music they play. What the hell is? I'm going to challenge Jim Angeli. Get rid of that. Good grief.
They play it when they're handing out the medals.
I'm waiting for the boys to take their shirt off and spike a volleyball. In the sand. I think that's when it's playing in Top Gun. I didn't hear that in the background watching those games on TV just going, oh, no. Don't ruin our moment with that. Please. Jim Angeli. I'm
getting a gold medal. That's all they're thinking about is, what is this music that's playing in the background? Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ken and Carney. must have been under a rock here for a while. He's been pretty quiet. He says, after hearing of the loss of Bernie Madison to the Kearney Catholic football program, I felt the need to emerge from retirement for a brief salute to a truly fine man. Too bad there is not a good guy award given in high school sports. Bernie would be at the top of the list year in and year out. In his 13 years at Kearney Catholic, I never heard of anyone who did not like him as a person or appreciate what he did for the school. I wonder how many high school coaches can say that. Kearney Catholic family will miss him greatly, and I, for one, wish him the very best. Ken, thanks so much for the email.
True, true, true. I couldn't agree with that more. And although Bernie will have to, when calling timeouts, will have to consult with me on how to run some time off the clock.
He is going to have to settle up some tabs before he leaves town. Steve Sippel weighing in on his blog today at thejournalstar.com. This coming from the Daily Breeze of Los Angeles. Evidently, Patrick Witt said UCLA is one of four schools he is considering transferring to. UCLA, Stanford, Duke, Yale. No dummies in those schools. Daddy, UCLA, Stanford, Duke, Yale. What do you think?
Well, obviously, Rick Neuheisel, maybe he plays a guitar. I don't know.
Obviously, he said he already visited Yale and Duke, and academics will play a big role in his decision. He's a finance major, plans to attend law school after he's done playing football, which probably is now. Witt said, that was the driving factor in my decision to leave Nebraska. I've always held myself to a high standard in the classroom. I have a 4.0 in my time at Nebraska. My older brother is going to graduate from Harvard in June, and I realize the importance of it. So there you go, Patrick Witt, considering UCLA, Stanford, Duke, and Yale to advance his college football career and everything that goes on along with that. Well,
I guess tough to fault him, is it?
Will Nebraska get to play baseball this weekend? They're talking a winter storm warning in Norman through tomorrow night. Best of luck to anybody that might be able to play some ball this weekend. And while you're out there, you know what keeps you warm? Tailgating.
Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob Stuber's store is waiting for you.
Enjoy all kinds of great sausages while watching the tournament games. Easter is right around the corner, so don't forget to reserve your glazed ham today. And again, Daddy, okay, you got a family of 16. They give you a ham that can feed a family of 16. You got a family of 8. They've got a ham that can feed a size of 16. That'd be 2 8s. What do they do?
Whack!
What if it's a family of 4?
Whack, 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 whack!
They cut in 4 for you. They quarter that baby out.
You can also try their steaks. Always USDA choice. Try them once. You will be hooked, folks. It's the freshest you can find anywhere around. Where we're shouting to you right now, it's Troutman's Quality Meats. Whether you want bacon for breakfast, some cheese to put on the sandwich, it's Lent. They've got all your Lenten favorites as well. Sausages, steaks, glazed ham.
Wines available, beers available, all the seasonings.
You know what? We're just going to keep talking now because
stuffed
now I'm
potatoes,
hungry.
Stuffed potatoes.
Maybe you just want some snack sticks because you're getting ready maybe to go out. I know it's still a little cold, but you're thinking fishing, you're thinking golf, you're thinking maybe sending the kids out somewhere. You're sending them off to grandparents this weekend. Send them along a little something to treat and snack.
Single portions of fish available.
Open Saturdays at Troutman's Quality Meats on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Carrying the gang. Can't find better folks to work with and better meats and fish and cheeses to indulge and put in your little belly. So good. Enjoy the NCAA tournament. We want to thank the folks for joining us on the program today. That included Mark Franco from francosports.com, from ESPN.com, Todd Gallagher and the new Playground Challenge, and, of course, from Westwood One and ESPN Radio, Kevin Kugler in Boston calling the NCAA tournament. Derek, have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, guys.
And Daddy?
We'll see you on Monday in Syracuse, Oklahoma. It's on. No gloves.
Boomer!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.